Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Messer and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
You are listening to Bloomberg Markets, Carol Messer along with Corey Johnson. Now, universities and cities working together. How about that? Doug Phillips is Chief Investment Officer at the University of Rochester. He has some thoughts on that, and he joins us on the phone from Rochester, New York. Also with us is our own Janet Lauren, higher education reporter at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. Doug, nice to have you here with Janet, myself, and Corey. Tell us about universities and cities working together. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, and it's a very good thing up here in Western New York, where, as you probably know, industry hasn't fled, but it has certainly seen a drop. And I sent you some advanced reading on what is happening around the world, actually, in the universities.
We read it. Just so you know, when we get a college assignment, we do our work. We do our homework.
Yeah, well, you guys are good.
The essay's coming your way.
but look, you know, one of the things that we always emphasize is universities can't be an economic engine alone. You have to have collaboration with government and local state officials and other entities. And when you have that, it actually works pretty well. And in Rochester, which I think is a pretty innovative place, we've had a lot of that. And I've been here 17 years. In the last 12 to 13, 14 years, we've grown a lot as the rest of the economy has slowed down. And we're now we're the sixth largest employer in the state of New York, which is amazing to me.
U of R is.
Yeah, we have 29,000 employees now, and it's roughly doubling of our budget over the past decade or so. And you know, Rochester itself is the third largest metropolitan area, as you probably know, in New York. And it ranks high on a lot of things in terms of places to live. We're in terms of national scale, we're the 50th or 51st largest metropolitan area in the United States. So it's got a scale economy to it. And there's a lot of things here that were built in the old days that are really thriving, and, you know, culturally and in the arts and just the infrastructure of Rochester. So we're happy to be a part of it, to see this place sustain itself.
Well, and we heard when Amazon was talking about where they wanted to locate, one of the criteria was they wanted to be near a university. Can you talk about why things like that are important?
Well, universities themselves create a kind of a infrastructure around the communities. So the housing stability, just the number of people that they bring in for visitors. I saw a stat the other day that the university itself accounts for 40,000 hotel room nights per year in Rochester, in the Rochester area. So those are people coming for medical procedures or families of students, et cetera. But you know, that's a lot of inbound activity. And also, when you have universities, you tend to have good commuting arrangements, good airports and roads and things like that. So it's just a wonderful stability and vibrancy that universities create in these communities.
How do you see cities evolving? I think we just did a thing with Cornell, and they're doing right here in New York City, and collaborating with the city, a real public-private partnership. And New York is hoping to benefit by the creation of jobs. Kids go to school at Cornell,
but they're not doing it in Ithaca.
They're doing
it
here.
That's interesting.
And they're hoping that they create companies, and then they maybe have those companies start here in New York, and they create jobs. You know, talk to us a little bit about that kind of public-private relationship.
Sure. And Cornell's a great example. The technology campus that they're building or have built in New York City, and they've always had a presence in New York through the Weill Cornell Medical mm-hmm. Center and the school there. Our focus is not in New York City. It is in Western New York. And, there are communities surrounding us that need a very strong medical facility. So we have an amazing children's hospital. Tom Golisano supported that. So rather than spread our tentacles into areas that are a little more distant, we're putting it all into the Rochester area. So we don't have an international campus, for example, as some schools do. So everything we do is focused on this.
Well,
part of the state.
So as part of my homework for this assignment, I had coffee at Ugly Duckling Coffee on Saturday morning right there in downtown Rochester. I was at the
That's right, you're a Rochesterian.
I am indeed. I grew up
there. You should come back.
In the summer. Well, I was back this weekend. And I was trying to describe the place to my friend and sort of saying what changes I've seen over the last, many, many decades in Rochester. And it is interesting to see all the construction going on, the filling in of the inner loop. But downtown still looks like a beat-up, rust belt downtown. State Street, where Kodak once dominated, is filled with a community college and a lovely baseball stadium. But you can see the rust of the rust belt in Rochester still. And I wonder what you imagine the future employers are. You mentioned Golisano, a fortune made in paychecks, a service economy. The larger employers, you mentioned your top six in Rochester. I would imagine Wegmans, another service economy business, is one of the top 10 there, or top five probably, if not the top. And so I wonder what you sort of see the future, what future jobs are coming to Rochester now?
Well, I don't have information on what is coming here because our focus is on the university. We attract some ancillary businesses. I know there are vendors that have decided to locate in Rochester just because we're such a big part of their revenue stream. So in the medical side, there are a couple of device companies and supply companies that have set up operations in Rochester. They're not significant, but they are important to us, and we have these synergies with these. But you're making a point here about Rochester. There is a very severe poverty issue in Rochester, which we're working hard to help eradicate. But we have the highest percentage of deep poverty of any mid-sized city in the United States. 16% of the headcount in the city of Rochester lives below the poverty level. So our involvement there is largely through the public school system. We are an educational partner with East, it's now called East generally, but it's East High School, which is one of the schools that had suffered as Rochester declined, and we're bringing that back, getting graduation rates up. So if we have a better educated workforce, that might help. But a lot of folks are left over from the manufacturing days, and that's not here anymore. So that's a work in progress.
Can I ask one quick question about patents? At the end of the report, it talked about 74 patents issued in 2015. Can you give us
about 15 seconds.
You got 15 seconds.
Yeah, so patents are important. Mostly, we don't create that many companies here. Mostly, it's through out-licensing and royalty income. But we've made some significant scientific discoveries on the medical side that are patented.
Thank you so much for your time once again. Doug Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at University of Rochester. Always fun to talk with him. And, of course, our Janet Loren here at Bloomberg News. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.